Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Philippians 1, 22-26. Philippians chapter 1, verse 22-26. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ will abound on account of me. My theme for reflection is, what shall I choose? What shall I choose? A student once told me that when he goes to a restaurant with too many items on the menu, he panics. He wants everything but knows he must choose one thing. Sometimes life feels like that, except the stakes are much higher than pizza or pasta. Choices shape destinies. Paul in Philippians 1, 22-26 raises the most penetrating question. What shall I choose? He is not choosing between entries or career paths, but between life and death, between continuing his ministry or departing to be with Christ. And yet, even here, his question is rhetorical. For while his heart longs for the presence of Christ, better by far, his conviction remains, it is more necessary for you that I remain. Notice how Paul reasons. He does not measure life by what is best for him, but by what is best for others. His choice is guided not by private desire, but by communal responsibility. He names his ongoing work as fruitful labor, not endless leisure, not personal projects, but labor that bears fruit in others' lives. Here, Paul redefines purpose. Life is not primarily about self-fulfillment, but about strengthening the joy and faith of others. This question, what shall I choose, still echoes in our lives. Every day we choose. Will I choose comfort or will I choose service? Will I choose to hoard my time or to invest it in someone's growth? Will I choose to live as though my life is about me or as though my life is about Christ? Life is not a neutral drift. It is a series of deliberate choices. We choose whether to respond with love or with hate, whether to extend forgiveness or to nurse grudges. Hatred promises power, but it leaves us in chains. Love, though costly, sets us free. We choose between freedom or bondage, not the kind enforced by prisons, but the bondage of fear, greed, and self-centeredness that enslaves the soul. Christ calls us into freedom, the freedom to serve, to give, to live without fear of losing. We choose between happiness or sadness through bitterness. Bitterness is the acid that eats its own container. It tells us we are justified in clinging to our pain, yet it poisons our joy. Gratitude, on the other hand, turns even small mercies into wells of happiness. The Samaritan leper who returned to thank Jesus discovered that joy is not found in getting what we think we deserve, but in recognizing grace we could never earn. Every choice then becomes a testimony. We either live for ourselves or for Christ. We either shrink into smallness or expand into service. We either let bitterness choke us or let gratitude lift us. Paul's words remind us that the question is not simply, what shall I choose, but who shall I choose? To choose Christ is to choose life, to choose love, to choose freedom, and to choose joy that no prison or pain can steal. In our culture, the menu of choices is wide. and the temptation is to live as if the self is the only horizon. But as theologian Miroslav Volf reminds us, a self enclosed in itself is a self impoverished. Paul shows us a richer horizon to live in Christ. To die is gain. Either way, hope is secure. But while we remain here, the choice is clear: fruitful labor for the sake of others. So let us not be paralyzed by Paul's rhetorical question. The answer is before us: serve God by serving others. And in doing so, we discover that the most life-giving choice is not self-centered gain, but self-giving love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when faced with life's daily menu of choices, do I instinctively ask, what is best for me, or what is best for Christ and others? Number two, how might my own fruitful labor today bring progress and joy in someone else's faith? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Pause before making one significant decision today, whether big or small. Ask deliberately, what shall I choose for Christ's sake and for the good of others? Then act in line with that answer. Lord Jesus, you chose the cross for our sake. Teach us to choose daily what honors you and blesses others. Save us from the illusion of living only for ourselves. Give us the courage to spend our lives in fruitful labor and to seek the joy and progress of others in their faith. May our choices, great and small, bear witness that to live is Christ and to die is gain. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.